The announcement of the reintroduction of troops from the U.S. military into Iraq is an amazing thing, given that President Obama owes his election to the perception that he was opposed to the last Iraq war and would pull the troops out. But the context of the heightened military activity in Iraq and Syria, ostensibly to fight this ISIS group that's really a creature of the U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Israel, and with heavy U.S. backing. If you look at the larger picture, you see that the entire area around Russia is seeing the introduction of more military hardware, more military personnel, and military activity, which can mask preparations for a larger conflict. I'm concerned that one of two, or perhaps both, paths are being followed, either a repeat of the failed policy in Iraq that will only leave the situation yet again worse than it was when the U.S. started, or an attempt to bring some sort of military pressure on Russia with U.S. planes going into the sky every half hour, with bombers being deployed as almost like a second line in the area around Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and elsewhere. And neither scenario is really promises a good outcome for anybody involved. So it's bad news, and perhaps a harbinger of worse news to come, regardless of whether it's going to be localized to Iraq and Syria or end up playing on a larger stage.